Laugh Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
And now, please welcome to Radio 1, actual Mr. T.
Thank you, brother. I'm glad to be here. We're going to rock and roll. We're going to have a little fun.
To be honest, I've been a little bit worried about this interview all week.
Really?
Yeah.
Why was that?
Right, I'll tell you why. Let me play you this clip.
Okay.
This is you on a chat show in America in 1985.
Okay.
Listen to this.
What do you do after the match? You get some time off from your show. You're going to go on vacation?
There's no rest for the weary.
What will you be doing instead of a vacation? Because the show is now finished for the season. You have the wrestling match, and then I would guess normally you don't go back until middle of the summer, right?
Probably.
Yeah. So what will you do? What will you do with your time? If you're not going on vacation, what are you going to do?
I don't know what I might do.
Do you fish?
Do you fish? That was on David Letterman.
Yeah, David Letterman. Yes.
Didn't give too much away there, did you?
No, because here's what happened. I was supposed to have been on this show a week earlier. Then he came on and had the stupid dog tricks, you know, and asked me to stay over a week. So I stayed over a week. So even though I was in a good hotel, I was just simmering.
You were up for it, weren't you?
Yeah, and then he had asked me a foolish question like, is Mr. T my real name? Then I asked him earlier, I said, would you ask Pope John Paul II his real name? And then I showed him my driver's license. I showed him my tattoo. I said, my first name is Mr. My middle name is that period. My last name is T. So we didn't get along that well.
Right. Yeah. He didn't do well, did he?
No, but later we became friends.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, but I was just pumped then. I was in character. And I was, actually, 85, we was getting ready to do WrestleMania. You know, so that's why I had a different psyche. Okay. You know, because a lot of people were saying that wrestling was phony, and I had to let them know that when a guy throw you off the ropes, it's real. The punches might be phony, but when a guy lift you over his head and drop you, it's
that's
real.
What you need to know, isn't it?
Yeah,
because we have a charity over here called Comic Relief, and Scott is going to wrestle for Comic Relief.
Oh yeah!
Actually, you've met the guy that I might be wrestling. Haven't agreed to this yet. You've met him because he did a show called Bring Back the A-Team.
Okay.
His name's Justin. Speaks a bit like that. He's got a bit of a West Country accent. Quite a hairy guy. Quite big. You have met him. Anyway, that's him. that's who I'm going in the ring.
He's going to wrestle him. Would you be able to show my friend here a wrestling move?
I could show him, but you know,
we've
got to sign a waiver.
Oh, well, I'm happy to sign that on his
behalf. Good. Because I'm afraid who I put my hands on, you know, because people be saying, Mr. T hurt my arm. You know, it's a lot of wimpy people around here.
No, he's not wimpy. He'll be fine.
You sure?
I was thinking that, but you know, he hold people above the head.
I can do that. Hold him over here. Do a couple what do you call it? Deadlifts?
Chest presses.
Yeah, check press. Yeah,
I'm all right,
then
actually.
Drop them. Or bring them out to my knee. Wham! You know?
Yes.
I won't do that. My mother told me to be on my best behavior coming over here. I don't want to hurt nobody.
Okay. Right, good.
Yes.
Worth a try.
How long are you here for in the UK?
Well, I'm here on a mission. See, you know, like the A-Team, long time ago, we had a mission to do. They say, if you have a job, no one else, if you have a problem, no one else can solve. And maybe you can, if you can find them, then maybe you can hire the A-Team. So there's a job. See, Snickers brought me over here to try to straighten up the men of London and Britain, you know, because they've been acting a little wimpy, you know, not protecting the women, more concerned wearing tight breeches and Speedos, you know, because who's going to straighten up the men better than Mr. T? I know about being tough. That's what the T stand for. To the women and children, stand for tender. To the thugs, they stand for tough.
That's right.
Watch out, fool.
Do you think we need toughening up?
I don't think we do.
Well, see, that's the problem right there. When the first time, right there, there's the denial.
Oh, right.
We're in denial. Instead of saying, well, maybe I do, I could, let me see what you bring. You know. Let me straighten up. Stop laughing. Pity the fool laugh at Mr. T.
Yeah.
In his presence.
What are you doing tonight? Do you want to go out?
Where?
Because my mum's in town and I've got.
Right. I'm a mama's boy.
Right, well, I've got a spare ticket if you want.
To where?
You got to meet her at 7:30. Sing along A Sound of Music.
Oh.
She's going to tonight.
Oh, Mr. T not good at sing along.
No?
Yeah.
You're not a fan of The Sound of Music, no?
No, Sound of Music, unless it's the. I like Sound of Music. Was it? Is that with the island? The Sound of... No, that wasn't it. See, I'm not good in theatrics.
It's with the Hills and Nuns.
Oh, yeah. Yo, no. Yeah, that was... what's that lady?
Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews. The sound of hills alive with music.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. Yeah. Basically, you go to the cinema, you watch the film with my mum, and then you and my mum sing along to the sound of music, and you know the songs already.
But here's what you can do, you know, because I love all the moms. You tell them because I have previous engagement. I'll send them my love. You know, if I knew I was going to meet you earlier and that your mom was, you know, had the love, I would... You know, forget about everything else because I'm a
cinema
mama's
love
boy.
With my mum. Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, no, it's fine. Right, okay. I've got some people to talk to you. Chris, hello.
Hello there.
You right?
Yeah, not bad, you?
You're on to Mr. C. How can I help?
Well, can I speak to the T?
Yeah.
You speaking to him?
Right. Has anybody ever called you a fool and lived to tell the tale?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, let me explain. You know, see, I'm not, believe it or not, you know, unpopular belief, you know, a lot of people have called me fools and live. I'm not a vicious guy. I'm a tough guy because I play football, I wrestle, I box, I study martial arts, but I'm not a predator. I am disciplined, you know, so people call me fool. There are some people call me sissy. There are some people call me racial names, but because I'm disciplined, I don't respond to that. And that's the message I'm here to talk about to other people. Don't let nobody easily provoke you. Don't fall in that trick bag. You know, people gonna try to tip you and to say things. And if I respond to being a fool, then I am a fool. You see, that's what you deal with that. Like sometimes people say, "Hey, Mr. T, you ain't nothing." Hey, Mr. T, you a chump. You know, because my mother told me, she said, "Son, it's not what they call you; it's what you respond to."
Good answer.
Good message.
Good answer. Yeah,
yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Hi, John.
Boy, that was a tough one.
You're right.
Yeah, not about you.
Yeah, I'm good. You're speaking to T.
Hi, Mr. T.
Hey, brother, how you feel?
All right, good. You?
Oh, man, fantastic. Or as Tony the Tiger would say, great!
Anyway, my question to you, Mr. T, what's the best and the worst thing that you ever made when you were on the A-team?
The worst thing we ever made was that cabbage shooter, you know. The best thing we ever made was that tank. And it was amazing. We was in a farm. I don't know how we did it, but we good, brother. Don't mess with us, because we love it when the plan come together.
You were so good at that. Like, literally, a couple of bits of metal and stuff. In five minutes, it was done.
So like Martha Stewart, she can make anything.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where we is, you know. Let people know again. Don't be complaining about, I ain't got this, I ain't got that. Look around you. There's stuff you can put together. You know, if you stop whipping and whining. Say, let me see this here. Okay, wow, a hay bale. Let me see this here. Okay. See, no situation you should panic over. Just calm down. Then before you know it, you got your weapon.
A cabbage shooter.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yes, thanks to you.
Tell Mr. T what you do.
Hey, Mr. T. I'm a nurse. I want to know where you come from.
Hey, Lucy. It's good. We love you when you take care of the patients.
Hey, Mr. T.
We need good nurses.
Hey, Mr. T, where you come from?
I come from Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
Southside.
Only two the things ghetto. Come out of Chicago. Diz and Quiz. And yes. I don't see no horns on you.
I like that, Lucy. That's good.
Rough? We can get rough.
Wow.
Okay, this is weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
What you talking about, fool?
That is weird.
You're freaking him out.
Yeah.
Hey, sucker, you're going to pay.
Wow.
Okay.
You know, but you know what they say? Flattery is a form... Of
something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imitation.
It's a form of flattery.
Yeah, flattery. Yeah, yeah. So I'm that flattered by that, Lucy. Thank you, Lucy.
No,
and I got a candy bar for you.
Oh, I got no time to jibber jabber.
Oh, I like that. I like that, Lucy.
Right,
I like that.
I think we should
play. Don't be eyeballing me.
This is
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Should we just forget the one day tonight and speak to Mr. T?
Just keep talking,
yes,
shall we?
Yes. Because that's what the T stands for, talk. You know, I like to talk, and the people, and they tell me I have some fans over here, you know, and they like to hear from me. Most important, I hope they like to hear from me because, you know, I've been around a while. Not just because I've been around a while. You know, I have something to say.
Yeah, you do.
You know, and like I said, I'm not just a weird guy, you know, tough and all that, you know. You know, I have a message that I've been been I've been doing for about since the 80s, telling kids respect their mothers, stay away from drugs, study hard in school.
That is my favorite
wrong crowd.
My favorite thing you did, treat her right. We're gonna play a bit of that.
That was something, man. Right. Cause I love my mother. Now tell the kids, don't be ashamed to say you love your mother. Cause anybody don't love their mother, they can't be a friend of mine. And it's nothing sissified or punkish to love your mother. Cause I'm nothing but a big, overgrown, tough mama's boy. I'm not the sissy mama boy. I'm not the wimpy mama boy. No, I'm a tough mama boy because I respect my mother. And I won't do no stupid movie. I won't do no stupid rap stuff. I won't hang with the wrong crowd because I love and respect my mother.
Can I play this?
Yes,
please. It starts with two kids arguing.
You're so skinny, your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly, your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
so... Wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Mother, there is no other.
Cool.
My mother. So treat her right. Treat her right.
Yeah, that's good.
Man. Treat her right. That's what I do. That's all I ever wanted to do in my life is to buy my mother a house and pretty dresses. See, I grew up in the welfare system in the ghetto on the south side of Chicago. I had one dream and one dream only, to make something of myself and love and respect my mother. And that's all I ever wanted to do. So I was able to buy a house after I did Rocky III. So everything else is icing on the cake. You know, so now it allowed me a platform, it allowed me an audience to tell the kids, hey, you don't have to rob and steal because you grew up poor. You don't have to be in no gang. And that's my message. If I do nothing else in my life, you know, I've touched some kids. I went to the hospitals. I fed the hungry. I am tough on the outside. I train to be tough. I condition my body to be tough. I am tough, but I'm not a bad guy.
Good. Now, we need to tell you this. Chappers has never seen an episode of the A-Team in his life.
I've never seen a full episode
of
the A-Team.
How can you miss that?
I don't know.
That's all right. I don't have no... I'm not mad at you.
Thanks.
But this is better. This way you get a chance to see who Mr. T really is without watching it on TV. You see my heart right next to you. See this man and whatnot. TV, like I said, it was just a platform, the A-Team. Here you got the man right next to you. You feeling his heart. You feeling my energy. You know, you feeling my love. That's what it's all about.
So you tried to get me into trouble there.
Yeah, he tried to start something.
But we're on the same side.
That's part of my manifesto, you know, not to get tricked. And that's my message to the people out there. Don't allow nobody get sucking you in, you know. See, Mr. T's a smart guy, but I play a dumb guy sometimes, you know. I trick people. I know.
You
I let them think
him,
I'm
Mr.
dumb.
T.
Yes, indeed.
Put him above your head.
I'm going to press him a couple times.
No, don't.
Yeah. Put him in the Mr. T torture test.
No, don't.
Oh,
do that.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Not have that.
Very few men survived that.
That'd be a good what's occurring, wouldn't it?
How long would Scott survive the Mr. T torture test?
When people see you in the street, what do they say to you mostly in this country?
Well, it's because they see me, you know, they hurt. Now they know that I'm here, so they know it's not one of them lookalike guys, you know. They say, wow, that's him. They come up and they hug me, you know, I pass them out. Snickers candy bars, you know. You know, they say, wow, Mr. T, can I have another one? I give him another one. Sometimes I use them, I say, hey, little girl, you know, I'm the candy man. You know, I give them the candy. But no, not it's really not like, they come and tell me different stories about, you know, when they was little, how they used to watch the 18 and how their mother would like me and stuff like that. And one guy told me, Mr. T, believe it or not, I still have your doll that I bought back in the 80s. I used to wear your Mr. T pajamas, you know. And that means something, you know, that I had an impact on people because I wasn't just a guy just going through the motion.
There were Mr. T pajamas?
Yeah. They were Mr. T pajamas, Mr. T lunch pails. Oh, man, we used to rack them up. Mr. T cartoon show. Man.
Wow.
You know, I went to the White House, visit Nancy Reagan. She called me there because to tell the kids just say no from drugs. Oh, man, that's something. To go to the White House, I didn't jump over the fence. Secret Service met me at the airport. Oh, that's big time, man. Mr. T dolls, you pull a string, it says, shut up, fool. You pull another one, it says, stay in school. You pull another string, it says, listen to your mama. You know, oh, man. So I did some good stuff.
Yep.
I don't know why I was...
myself, y'all.
Reagan wasn't wearing Mr. T pajamas. Nancy Reagan didn't have on Mr. T pajamas.
No, but when I went to the White House, I gave her a Mr. T doll.
Right.
That was something. But I was honored to be at the White House, you know, because it was just special to be there, to be invited, that she understood what I was trying to do in the neighborhood. She heard about the good things I was doing in Los Angeles, and the people called and said, hey, let's get Mr. T to the White House, help us with our Just Say No program.
Do you know, so I was
honored for that.
I was a little bit worried that we wouldn't have much to say in this interview. I didn't need to worry.
You thought I was shy?
No, I didn't think you were shy.
Yeah.
Quite the opposite.
No. I love you, brother. I love you.
Rob.
Hello.
Hello, you right?
Not bad, thank you. Yeah.
You're speaking to actual Mr. T. Go.
Mr. T.
Yes, sir, hi, brother. I'm doing good.
My question to you is, if you were to have a fight with Chuck Norris, who would win, or would the world end first?
Chuck Norris would win.
See, you sure? With his roundhouse kick?
Chuck Norris would win. He's an 8-degree black belt, and all I have is a black strap. You know,
just pity all over the
pool. No, Chuck Norris, he will win. See, I'm secure with myself. I wouldn't even fight Chuck Norris. I'm gonna tell you, me and I should say Chuck Norris and I, we spoke at the same church on the same day. We both are Christians, so we wouldn't fight at all.
You wouldn't fight Chuck Norris?
No, I wouldn't fight Chuck Norris.
The world,
and Chuck Norris wouldn't fight me. We have nothing to prove.
One more. Thanks, Rob.
I'm on fire. Somebody stop me. All right.
You really are. One more thing. We had Dirk Benedict in a while ago.
Oh, yeah. Face man.
Face
he's
man.
He's a cool brother, man.
Yeah, he's nice.
Yes.
You don't, see, he looks different. You look exactly the same.
Well, I don't know what happened. You know, I don't know what happened. I got to see. We got to call them together. And say we got another mission. You know what I mean? See, Faze Man Dirk Benedict said one time on the episode. He said, "When the A team is apart, we are misfits. But when we come together,
do you ever see any of them?"
Well, I saw Dirk and Murdoch. Well, Dwight Schultz, I should say, about 3 years ago. That was the last time. We like to hide from each other because people see, like, the army still be after us. See, that's why I'm going to do this radio show, and I got to run because they're going to come here. They're going to hit me on the radio. They're going to think I'm here, but I'll be gone. So, I mean, when we drove up here to the radio station, see, I'm riding around in a Hummer that got Mr. T's Snickers nuts all around it. So the paparazzi was outside. They thought I was getting out the Hummer, but I was in another car. The fools.
I just want to ask you one more thing.
Just one more thing?
Well, we've got to do the news, Mr. T.
All right. Sorry. Can I stay?
Do you want to stay?
Yeah.
Or do you want to stay for the Wonder Years?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to stay?
Let me see. I'm supposed to be the man, you know, so...
No, that's fine. If you want to stay, we're going to place some records.
No, I don't want to force myself on nobody.
No.
Only if y'all want to love on me. Oh, there go my little wimpy gal. They're talking about I got to go.
You've got to go.
Man, I hate that, man.
I know.
Boy.
Just go and sort him out.
God, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to beat up my own people. I apologize, people. You know, I thank y'all for y'all love, you know, but I'm going to have to come back, you know, so y'all can love on me, I can love on you. But I got a wimpy guy around me that's saying, come on, Mr. T, we got to go over here. We got to go over there. Damn.
Mr. T, you've been, I think, maybe my favourite guest ever.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much for coming in today.
Just thank brilliant. You for having me.
Go on, now put him above your head.
No, don't. Please. Thanks, Mr. T.
Brother.
5:02 on Radio 1. Wonder Years coming next. First, the news and sport with Chris and Mark.
Radio 1. News.